Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. First, just regarding the last things that we were discussing, very quickly, hopefully, and then we'll continue with the Rambam. Again, I want to finish up, whatever we don't finish today. So, I want to spend, I said, just a little bit of time on a bunch of shitas on the Kamei Bedraba Minei, on Chabes on Beis. I think we said that, right? That's going to be quick, but, and then we still have to do Kochacha Be'urabo quickly, and then we're going to start with Rebekiah and Rabochi. But for today, let's just finish up everything, hopefully, else. Just a few quick comments. Not responding to Avrami, because I don't know what he's been... I can't imagine what he's been saying. But for the people who've made comments, to me explicitly, a few ones very quickly. First of all, Josh has had a very, I think, good or interesting point, and that is that if indeed the Rambam holds... Where's Josh? Not here?
He was here.
So if indeed, again, we had some discussion about what the Rambam Shita is in the Kamei Bedraba Minei case, and whether he really holds a Kamei Bedraba Minei or not. Again, I mostly think the answer is yes, and we've seen that there are those who clearly the Rabbi this year will think not. Certainly Reb Chaim thought yes. The Pashtus is yes. So the Ha'ara is just that if indeed the Rambam holds that this Kamei Bedraba Minei, which the Gemara links certainly to Eishem Shemkitzav, so why did the Rambam wait until Halacha, what is it, Tesvav, to mention Eishem Shemkitzav, even though again it's flowing from Mamona. Now, with regard to Chovel, he could have mentioned it much earlier. Indeed, some of those who think that the Rambam thinks that you are Pater Mishim Rotzeach, and who argue that there is no Kamei Bedraba Minei, actually make the Ha'ara that, had there been a Chiyuv Kamei Bedraba Minei, or at least even more so Rotzeach, then why isn't that mentioned in the Gemara among Nafkamina? Isn't that a more dramatic or more acute example of Chitzav than Chovel is in the Maskal of the Gemara? So I think that is a good Ha'ara. My answer is that if indeed the Rambam takes a middle position, namely, like the Minchas Chinuch, for example, understands, and kind of what I was suggesting as well, that is that indeed, in Hilchos Rotzeach, from a Rotzeach Chiyuv Misa point of view, he thinks that Chitzav is not sufficient to be Chayiv Misa, Eshem Shem Chitzav, and maybe even particularly so once the Gemara, again, pulls back a little from what Chitzav is, even if he still holds that it's enough for Tani the Bechizkiya, like they have Nenezer or something, like I was suggesting, take the Minchas Chinuch's version of it, kind of based on Rodev. So then it turns out that Kamei Bedraba Minei is kind of an ambivalent expression of Chitzav. So it doesn't really highlight fully Chitzav. As I say, it's a kind of a mixed signal expression of it. So maybe that would be the reason that the Rambam holds back, even though it's already implicit, because it isn't, an unequivocal expression of Chitzav. It really kind of highlights something in the middle, whereas at least the category of Dal Dvarim, we're all in. But I think it's a good Ha'ara, and I think maybe that's an answer. Again, we can't be certain, notwithstanding, again, the Minchas Chinuch's, I think, proof that the Rambam holds that there's no Chiyuv Rotzeach is, I think, pretty weak. Right. The question of, again, Revelvels is just, how do you basically neutralize the evidence from the Gemara and Sanhedrin? We know that Chaim had a different solution. Other people have different solutions. So that per se. But I do think that the fact that the Rambam never mentions that you're Chaim Mishum Rotzeach is maybe that simple point alone is the strongest evidence. Then you would have this kind of in between, which I think is very consistent with what he ends up saying in Halacha Yedalet. So I'm comfortable with that answer, but I do think it's a good Ha'ar and a good question. That's one. Secondly is a matan brought to my attention, very important. Here? Well, there you are. Yeah. Namely? Yeah. That the language, you know, Reb Chaim is, the piece in Reb Chaim is an amazing and interesting piece for so many reasons. But it is very shocking in a way that, again, he focuses on halacha base and on the discrepancy between Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, you know, halacha, what is it, Yudal Zayin, and Shkenim, Yudal of Deis. But it is a little shocking that he, you know, omits any mention of the language, that he doesn't essentially relate to the language of the Rambam in Perek Yudal of Halacha. Oh, do you have it there? Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. So again, halacha base is alpha bishu chayv laharchik, right? Hariz apatim l'shalim shariach reach sia osov a nezik zem mikoach hamazik atzva. So Reb Chaim is zeroing in on the stira between halacha beis and hilchos nizkei mamon, and why it is given what the Ram says in hilchos nizkei mamon. What does it mean to say ein nezik zeb ba mikoach hamazik atzma? But he doesn't tell us how he reads the end of halacha aleph. And that's what Matana is pointing out, which is that shekol elu kimi shehizik b'chitzavei. Right, and that's of course particularly problematic according to Reb Chaim because his whole solution is that Avono Sakino Maso, you know, as opposed to Eish, right, is Mamono and not Chitza. So it is true that he uses the word Kimi Shehizik Bechitzav Hain, meaning he doesn't say Chitza, he says Kimi Shehizik. And again, you do have to temper it a little bit based on Halacha Beis where you're saying it's not Kocho. But in the end of the day, it's still strange that he should formulate it that way, and when he's trying to explain the Archakas Nezakin part of it, that he should be emphasized. Certainly, if you're not reading with a microscope, right, then you would certainly get the impression that he's saying Eisha Vishav Chitzav here. So, what's that?
Is he just channeling Lashon Sinti of Moshe Rabbeinu in play?
Yes, absolutely. I think that is true. But I'm just saying, I do think that, and that's what I'm going to explain in just a second. But Girei Didei, I'm just saying, if Reb Chaim is right, and Halacha Beis is the Rambam's, you know, quiet, but incredibly important, you know, pivotal, breakthrough view, right, that, you know, Avonos Sakino Maso is Eisha Meshum Mamono and Eisha Meshum Kitzav, so it's still kind of strange that he would use the expression chitzav in the previous halacha to explain Achakas Nezakin, even though I totally agree with you that this is his way of explaining Girei today. So what I'd like to say about this, first I just think it's a very good ha'ara. What I would like to say about it is the following, and I think it integrates what Asher was pointing at as well. But I think what you need to add to this is the following. First of all, I think it's parallel to the view in the Rishonim about how to square, you know, Rav Ashi in our sugya and the Shakla Vitaria, let's say Marbar Rav Ashi in Bava Basra. Namely, how come our sugya says, you know, Zora Baruch Nisayaso is Melech Makshem Sasra Torah, and the Gemara there is equating it to Marbar Rav Ashi, right? So we know this is Machlokas Rishonim, we discuss this. Right, some say, yeah, it's Machlokas HaSugyas, or their Cholkim. And the other view is that there's a difference between Tashlumin and Archakas HaZakim. And we talked about that already. That's, even if you say Melech Tzmachshav HaSasra Torah, right, that's not, you know, a catch-all for anything. You know, that has to still be built on, you know, some status of Girei Didei. So maybe Girei Didei no, it's not enough for Tashlumin, and it wouldn't be enough for Hilchas Shabbos either if not Melachas Makshavas Hasra Torah, right? But if it weren't Giri Didei, then Melachas Makshavas Hasra Torah wouldn't be enough to help you either. That's kind of what we were saying about that for that group of Rishonim. That's, I think, a very important yesod. I was suggesting that is much better, what I call the middle Shita. Not that, you know, Grumma, albeit with limits, you know, works in Shabbos, and not like the Rush that, you know, this is Derech Zoreh, it's the Shei Malach of Zoreh, and if there's any Malachas Machshavas at all, you know, it's on the metal level, but that this is the view that, you know, Malachas Machshavas has the capacity, you know, to refine or to redefine what constitutes a Maisa, and so on. That's what we were saying about that. So I think that in parallel, what Rambam, at least if you read like Reb Chaim, is saying, is that in the end of the day, there's a difference, right, between Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis, and like, you know, that group of Rishonim, all you need is Giri Didei. You don't need Chitz of Mamish, you know, for the din of Archakas Nezaken. That's the difference between Tashlumin and Archakas Nezaken. So having said that, the point is, I think he's still using the expression Chitzav, because for the Rambam, as we, I think, are two elements here. One is that, remember, and again, mostly Rav Chaim and Rav Elbel are not zeroing in on this point, but we have very much, and that is that in Halacha, the second Has Halacha of Nizkei Mamon, you know, establishes not only Eishem Shem Chitzav, but Eishem Shem Chitzav, which is an extension of Eishem Shem Mamon. Right? And to explain that, you know, we've suggested that for the Rambam, you have to scale back a little on the Chitzav, which is one aspect of it. But it also means finding a continuum between Eishem Shem Mamon and Eishem Shem Chitzav. But they're not mutually exclusive. The possibility exists, I would say it's even attractive to say, that we have redefined our view, or reassessed our view, with regard to the nature of both of them. That's prior to the Maskan of the Gemara, you know, there's Eishem Mishum Amono and there's Eishem Mishum Chitza. And for the Rambam, in the end, right, there is a, you know, continuum between the two which redefines both. In that sense, one of the things I suggested right at the beginning of the sugya, which is that Lamaskana, Eishem Mishum Amono of Rabbi Yochanan is different from Eishem Shimono of Reish Lakish. So I think that could, according to Reb Chaim, if you accept the rest of Reb Chaim's reading, I think that's the way to read the Rambam. Now what the Rambam is saying is that if you held Eishem Shimono of Reish Lakish, then this wouldn't even be Gire Didei, right, which would count for Hachakas Nezaken. But because it's a tolda, albeit it's only a tolda, and that's why halacha base doesn't get you a chiyu, but it's only a tolda, but it's still a tolda of chitzav. That's what it means, it's kichitzav. In other words, we're redefining Eishem Mishum Amono, you know, as well, and it belongs to the world of chitzav. So for that reason, you can fill that gap, and you can call it Gira Delay with regard to Archakas and Zak. That I think, if you read like Reb Chaim, I think you have to read, unless somebody has a different suggestion, I think you have to read the Rambam like that, and I think it's very attractive to read the Rambam that way. So basically, it ends up being again a further expression of the Rambam's, you know, combination of Mamono and Chitza, and the idea that three things, that the Mamono, I say, of Rabbi Yochanan differs from Reish Lakish, even when it's more isolated. Thirdly, very closely connected, these overlap, I think it also relates again to, you know, to how the Ra'ah, again, or the Nebuke Yosef, I'm sorry, how the Ra'ah or Rab Chaim would respond to the Ha'ara of the Nebuke Yosef. Okay, namely, if you really hold that Avonis Akino Maso, that the tolda of Eish is not Chitza but Mamono, right? So why isn't that a great candidate for a papa. For Toldoseim, you know, lav kiyotze bahem. There are certainly nafka mina, and, you know, seemingly, it works in a very different way. But if you take the view that even the mamono of Rabbi Yochanan, right, is redefined, is more expansive, legabe giridideh, and just in general, I'm not saying the question goes away completely because there's still a nafka mina, but at least we're not talking about, you know, a total break between Eishu Mishum Mamono and Eishu Mishum Chitzo when you have one without the other. Even then, the Eishu Mishum Mamono is defined, you know, by being part of the world of Eishu Mishum Chitzo. Okay? So that is what I want to say about that Rambam. I think that's very important. Third point, quickly. The Minchas Chinuch's solution to the problem, which is, again, a kind of a Tana de Bechizkiya solution, but based on, you know, Rodef, right? And so the Rambam, you're not chai b'shem rotayach, but there is a p'tur kamalei b'drabam in a kind of a Tana de Bechizkiya, but based on, or if not, actually doesn't even need Tana de Bechizkiya, but based on Rodef, okay, because Efshar Latzilo b'napsho, because the guy's in Sakana, right? So the Minchas Chinuch is aware of and totally, you know, is forthcoming about, you know, a problem. Namely, which problem? Anybody see? Matthew?
Yeah, you did it.
Just remember this, you know, in years to come. Say that again? No, okay. That, I mean, you mean why should it become Libdraba Mine? Because right now, okay, so that, you are 100%. Minchas Chinuch does make that point, you mentioned the other day. Okay, but that's not an easy matter, logically, conceptually, but it does have roots. Depends how you understand those roots. In other words, the Sugya of Baba Machteres and the Sugya in Sanhedrin of Ayin Beis, so we're not going to go into that now, even though it's such a great topic, but, you know, we've discussed it in the past, right? But there is another ha'ara to make, and that is, if this is based on Rodef, and that's what make Yachol Ha'atzil B'Nafsho, okay, should there be a difference between Eishu Mishum Chitzav and Eishu Mishum Mamono? Matthew? Misvara.
Misvara, you'd only apply to Chitzav.
Yeah, I'm saying this guy lit a fire, right? And which is no emergency. The guy lit a fire, right? And he's an Eved Kafos, right? So the Eved is in danger. That's his point, right? The Eved is in danger, and the din is that Nitan Lahatzilo. You know, Benav, whatever you have to do to stop this guy from murdering this innocent Eved, right, you are allowed to do, even though you're right. In this particular case, you know, it's already after that point. Right? Okay, that's the Chiddush of Rodef, if you assume that you can apply those other cases to this, which I think is questionable, but that's not the point. Now I'm asking the following question. You're Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are both there. You can, you know, ask them both what to do. So according to the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's a case of Kamalei B'Drabba Mine. That's what the Minchas Chinuch is trying to explain. And according to Reish Lakish, it's not a case of Kamalei B'Drabba Mine. Right? That makes sense?
Assuming that even if you're not Texas Gugufo, you're still going to end up killing him, and we should call him Rodin.
Exactly. So now you're saying...
So according to Mamon, you also have a dinner
road. One would think. Yeah. So that's why it's a very... So Minchas Chinuch points this out, and he says, yeah, but that's just a fascinating... In other words, why does the legal debate about how you label or define the Aishir, what relevance does that... Again, Bishlomo, if we're talking about... Let me make it clear. If we're talking about, you know, Tana de Bechizkiya, right? Or even if we're talking about Rav Velvel's, you know, what he considers to be a totally different halacha, right, the din of Dmei Ne'arag. So those are very formalistically determined, right? Because Chayv Misa Shogim Pturim, you have to be involved in sorts of Maisa Rotseach, right, with a Ptur, or at least a Maisa Hariga, right, with a Ptur, right? Or even if you're talking again about Rav Velvel, so it's Dmei HaNerag, but he's called a Nerag, right? He's not a Nerag if Shoro, you know, does it. Okay, but if the question is Rodev, and that's what triggers the Kamei Midrava Minei, and Efshar Latzila Benafsho, the fact that you have a right to stop, so if you hold like Reish Lakish, you can't stop him? It's strange. Right? The likelihood, you know, that this is going to end up, you know, in some sort of a capital, in some sort of a loss of life, which is bepashtus, what's kovei legabe rodef, what determines in rodef lahatzel yochel lahatzel benafsho? The formal retzach? Or the pragmatic outcome? I mean, that's a question. We're not, you know, learning that part of Sanhedrin now. It could be connected to that. But bepashtus, it should be the pragmatic outcome. And it should be yochel lahatzel benafsho. So if yochel lahatzel benafsho per se, you know, that's you know what's koveya, this hagdara of rodev. You know, why should it depend whether eishem shemchitza eishem shemamona? But according to the Minchas Chinuch, who likes this answer, it actually does. I'll just read the line very quickly. One second. Do I have it here? One second. What's earlier? It's not the one designed. Where is it?
It's in Yud.
Which one? Yud?
In Yud.
Yeah. Achle Reish Lakish, the sober, to who, this is Osir. Achle Reish Lakish, the sober, to whom Mishum Amono, Havale Groma Rechoka, Velo Nitan Latzilo, Ben Afsho. Alkein Shaper Pasak Harambam, the Potter Mitam Kamle Bidrava Minei, Hainu Mitam Rodev. Umikomokom Din Zeh Chodoshu, Vetzar Chiyun, and Nitan Latzilo, Ben Afsho, Bekai Gavna, the Rotsa Lahargo, but often they give me salav lachar kein, be of you or mitzvah shem b'mekomo. Okay, so he's not sure about it. So this is it's partly a rodev question. Is it really true that efshal atzila b'nafsho, right, is contingent upon, you know, a maisa retzach, a maisa hariga, etc. That would be very mechudash in the chos rodev. But this is again another example. We had it in general, where there are certain categories in halacha which are surprisingly applied, you know, in pragmatic circumstances. And last year we talked about, you know, nogea a little bit, right? Nogea b'davar. So I think I mentioned last year there's this debate among the Rishonim, and then among the Achronim poskim too, like Chuvas HaRajba, Chuvas HaRitva, and then the Shach, and the Ksos, and others. Like, you know, is a gizbar, you know, considered to be a nogea bedavar because of the tovas hanah, you know, that he has in a particular case. So some of the Rishonim say, well, it depends. It depends whether tovas hanah is considered to be mamon, you know, or not. And some of the other Rishonim say, and the Shach, certainly in Kosher Mishpat, says, that doesn't make any sense. Because nogea bedavar, well, this is the question, of course. If you assume that nogea bedavar is chashash sheker, or at least it's based on, the Hagdara is based on chashash sheker, so a person is less or more likely to lie because formally the halacha determined, you know, that tovas hanah is mamon or lav mamon, right? If you're talking about shame mamon or bailus, you know, whether you can be mekadesh and isha with it, you know, whether it's, you know, a violation of bayra, bay matzeh, you know, and so on and so forth. So we understand why the formal definition is going to be determinative. But if we're trying to figure out whether he's going to tell the truth or he's going to be tempted to lie, you know, there's no different. He can be an ish halakha all day long, and that's a good thing. But you know, your temptation, you know, it probably has zero to do with whether the halakha considers this formally to be mamon or not. And probably, in that context, it shows that Nogeh B'Davar is not about Shas Sheker, per se. It's about Mal Davar, or other issues, you know, that are very closely, you know, connected to it, etc. And we have something very similar here. Eshem Shemamon, Eshem Shemchitzav is going to determine whether, Efshel Latzila B'Nafsho. So that, again, if the pragmatic is Koveya, then you can call it Grumma Rechoka, you can call it all day long. The likelihood, you know, that this will end badly, you know, does not depend at all on the formal designation. So there's a Rodef element, but certainly there's also an Eshem Shemchitz, Eshem Shem, you know, Mamono component to this as well. And in that, it reminds us a little bit of, again, the Tosis on Chabes. Oh, you want to say that? Oh. Which is, again, the question of Bari Hazeka, Lo Bari Amin, where Eshem Shem Mamono, Eshem Shem Chitzav, you know, itself may also touch on, you know, other questions. Or Ruach Mitzuya, the Hagdara of Ruach Mitzuya, Ruach Shena Mitzuya, you know, as we talked about. So that is an interesting, you know, side question as well. Yeah?
Don't you have to say that to some degree it is formal? Because if it's Nitan Latzil B'Nafsho, so Mamonav Shach, you're not, by killing him, you're not going to stop the fire from killing the...
That was before.
Before. Since you could have stopped him... But and that's the part of the Kiddush of Kamalei B'Drabba Minei here is that if he was a Rodef in the case and it's still Matsurah, even though it doesn't apply now, that's what you're learning from Baba Machteres. Like Baba Machteres, and he destroyed the Chayfetz, you know, B'Shaito, you know, everybody agrees that Midaraisa, there's no Chiyuv Tashlum. Even though right now there's no reason why he can't pay. You know, there was a moment when there was, a sword, hanging over his head. But that's the point. Right. Anyway, so that, I think it's a very interesting issue and a very important question. Ari brought to my attention that what we discussed about the Nemukei Yosef and the possibility of saying that for the Nemukei Yosef, the answer to the Nemukei Yosef question is Kumba Asei, not the way the Nemukei Yosef answers the question, but that you need for Shabbos a Maisa B'Kumba Asei, not just, you know, what constitutes a Maisa. He said he saw it in the Stipler, in the Kilis Yaakov, Simon Chafala. So that's something to look at. And I still have to look at Moshe's, Rabbi Yosef Engel piece also. Okay. And then finally, just one other ha'ara that's Eitan brought to my attention. And that is a good point also. And that is that we noted that the parallel between the Yad Ramah and Baba Basra, right, and Rav Chaim, in distinguishing between the role of Grama in Yetziras HaMazik as opposed to the Mechayiv of Maisa Hezek. But Eitan was just pointing out correctly that it's interesting that they apply it in opposite, you know, cases. Although, I think the point is that there are opposite cases, but not necessarily opposite directions. Right. In other words, the Rav Chaim is trying to explain why the Rambam thinks that Liba, Livsa, Ruach, is Chayiv, and Raksa is Potur. And the Rama is trying to explain why the Raksa case is, according to Bar Barvashi, at least, is Chayiv Bar Chokas Nizakin, where, you know, in Hilchos, you know, Nizke Mamon, maybe it would be even less than that. Right. So, in terms of which case constitutes Yetziras HaMazik, and which case the Mechayev is Maisa Hezek, you know, or at least in terms of Girei Didei, they go in opposite directions, and that is important to note. Just that it's understandable, because we already know that there can be a secondary debate, you know, which case is considered to be more, you know, Maisa Hezek and which not, between Raksa and Liba, you know, both in terms of, you know, what you consider to be a Tziras HaMazik in that case, and what is the Maisa Hezek and the role that the Ruach plays, and so on and so forth. But it is a good Ha'ara. I mean, they are applying this distinction in opposite cases, but that's just because in reconstructing, Reb Chaim is trying to figure out why, according to the Rambam, you know, Raksa is inferior to Liva, and basically the Rama is trying to explain, right, why according to Mar Bravashi, Raksa is superior to Leva. Okay, let's continue. So regarding the Rambam's view, so we'll just talk about very briefly some of the other perspectives. Right. We talked about Reb Chaim. In general, the Rishonim here Alatar and Rishonim later on, especially in Tzadikhes, who suggest that there may be good reasons not to paskin like Rav Ashi. Okay. Even though the simple reading of the Gemara is that the halacha is kimoso, the Rif paskins like him, most of the Rishonim who weigh in on the sugya paskin like Rav Ashi and reject Rava and Abaya and Rav Zera, etc. Okay, so why would anybody not paskin, you know, like Rav Ashi? Again, you could say that, you know, he's outnumbered by 3-1, and, you know, we just don't paskin like him in this case. That is kind of the view of the Magid Mishnah, I believe, in his Parish on the Rambam. We'll get back to that in a minute. But it should be noted already that the Rishonim suggests something else. And that is that this sugya is part of a much bigger sugya. Are you? Of Garmi and Grama. And this is the view. So again, if you think that Rav Ashi's position is linked to that broader question, and you think the global evidence regarding that broader question, you know, goes in a different direction, so there would be good reason to reject the position of Rav Ashi here. And that is certainly the view of the Ravon. Again, the Kamai quotes it during Sam Chamad Aleph, really later on, on Sugya of Sorosh Tarosov Shal Kabeiro, while the Kamal Tzadikas Mav, if you look at the Ravon, he has a long piece in which he says that, I'm just going to skip to the main parts. Sorosh Tarosov Shal Kabeiro, Patim Lishalim Amam Shiv Sido, and so on. But then he says, Have the Ubda, the other Mechad Sorosh Tarosov Kabeiro, Balapne, Ravashi, Oyapotro, Kedivre Rabba, Lamand Lodoin Dina de Garmi, he was Poter, Lefishmuaso Shamar Beperaka Kones, Gabi Liva Velipsa Haruach, Gom Ravashi Zor Ruch Nasayasa Hani Belinden Shabbos, Avalhacha Groma Bialmahu, Groma Binazakin Potur. So basically, the Rabban already links Rav Ashi in our sugya on Samach Amud Aleph with Rav Ashi on Tzadikhes Amud Aleph, where Rashi was forced. We talked about this earlier in the year, right? We were talking about Chovel and Adam HaMazik and Nizke Mamon and Gezel. You know, what's the din if a person is, is guilty of the such behavior, Bikat Nuso? And the question is whether there's also a Chiyuv, a tashlumin begad nusa, if you remember. So we talked about the Mishnah in a chovel, like pigiyas and ra, and whether there's a difference between, you know, Eben and Isha on the one hand and Cher Shelta Bekatan on the other. Big debate among the Rishonim, the Arzarua, Lagos Ashri, right, Rashi, the Rambam, right, a whole diun in the Rishonim. So part of that is the Gemara. Part of it comes from the Gemara that says that, you know, Rav Ashi was forced to pay for Sorev Shtarosov Shel Chaveiro. And the assumption was that Rav Ashi the Gadol, you know, Tarti Mashma, you know, was not going around and burning, you know, people's contracts. That it was, you know, little Ashi, you know, before, I guess, you know, they pulled him into the Beis Medrash, you know, and, you know, he was on that trajectory to become Rav Ashi, you know, with a little mischievous behavior. You know, when he was young, the little incorrigible, you know, Ashi. So now the question is, you know, if that's what happened, so this is the issue. That's how they get to this particular question. But the point is that they had to force him to do it. It sounds like he didn't think that he was obligated to do it. It's also an interesting. You don't necessarily get that from the Gemara. I mean, you do, but you don't necessarily get the impression that he was, you know, objecting halachically. But what Ravon says is, you see that Rav Ashi, who was forced to comply, himself holds that Garmi, right, equals Grama, right, both are potter. Achvei Rav from the Ravashi proves what his Vekimin de Ravashi v'Rav from of the Uvda v'Danu Dina de Garmi Kvasayu Kaimelon by the Inan Basroi Vekimin de Daininan Dina de Garmi Azulu Kula Peture right the Rabba Ben Bezark Matbeach Shochabeiro Ben Ashaf Matbeya the Kula Goreim Hefsad Manu Lechabeiro the Chai V'chein Zara Kli Merosh Agag Vayu Tachtav Karim V'kidim V'silkan one of the famous cases Potur the Silug Zeh Groma V'alma right Groma Ben Zakan Potur that Psak all these Psakim according to the Rabban get overturned according to the global evidence U'batal hu v'chai right in other cases batal devar v'chein V'kol Makom Shetimatzei B'Talmud Groma Ben Zakan Potur that's an incredible you know, sweep. Aliba demand the low doin dina de garbihu, the kulu betaili. Fresh lakish nami sover dina de garbi. I'm just skipping, picking out a few lines. Alma daininan dina de garbi, the kasha mailo maisi bestama. Right? Twits, hasomapil rabbanon. Fine, you get the idea. Umishum the sphere of the fresh lakish haki daininan dina de garbi, uke hodamar bakones. Right? Since it's ma'am biyazla, filu grama bin azakid leika. According to this perspective, there's no such difference mostly between garmi and what the Gemara calls grama. It's all the same. The question is, are you completely chayim? Are you completely potter? Right? But if you want to abide any you know, contrary evidence, right? So instead of saying, "Oh, the, you know, have a matzil lemeimar," you know, the shitasei azli, what you have to say is that there are some cases that are less than grum. And that's what he's saying about ma'amya amya. It's not even grum. Okay. As for other issues, the hezek shein anikar kibud lo shmeinet shmei hezek rabbi Yochanan lo danir and dina de garmi. Gamrav Nachman Dandina de Garmi, Abrava Sovereign Dandina Dina de Garmi. It's a very long piece. You get the basic idea. Now, the Tzedek Shein Nikar might be a different story. Dabra Gor and the Mammon might be a different story. That is a topic in its own right. And of course, as we mentioned, the Ramban, of course, all the Rishonim weigh in on these questions. The Ramban discusses it at length in Kutristina de Garmi. So what emerges from the Ravan is that our sugya is shalom libni ochasav, and that's because garmi equals grama, right? Both are lahalacha chay. Okay, therefore liba v'lipsa ruach apilu ein, you know zayna yachal v'zayna yachal lahalacha would be chayiv as well. In the Shittim Gubetzas we have this here as well. The Rambi Sarkasta, this is quoted in the Shittim Gubetzas here. Let's see if I can find it quickly. Actually, going even further, he says, even Liva Velivsa Ruach to Ruach Shena Mitsuya, even that would be Chayiv, because we pask in the Halacha that Garmi slash Grama is Chayiv. Let me see if I can find it. Here it's on Nun Tes Omen Beis. And then the Shittim Gubetz himself, very uncomfortable with it. Here, on the bottom of in the old ones, page 212, column 2, Velinyan Psak Koso Rav Misakasta, and so on and so forth. And then he says in the end, Livso Ma'at Ve'imbo Kedei Lahadlik Legamri Yabar Ruach Shein HaMetzuyah V'Livso Potor Livso Ruach Metzuyah V'Holcha Mehizika Chayiv Tavla Izliz Durin Medivei Aram Nira shesover the liba belivsa ruach afil ruach she'ena metzuya afal pishelo haya belivso kedei lelavos shechayev the grama benizikin chayev. Then he says mikol makom this is the Shittim Gubetzas talking mi maskana de shmeitzer mashma dafil olivso nus ruach ruach metzuya emein belivuyo kedei lelavoso potor v'tzorach iyun. Okay, so the Ram misarkasta. Like the Ravan, basically, seems to be saying, we know what our sugya seems to say, but it's part of a much bigger sugya, and lahalacha we paskin that davar, that garmi slash grama, all of that is chai. So, of course, this becomes a critical question, right, within the worldview of the Rambam. Since the Rambam paskins against Rav Ashi here, the question is, why does he do that? And of course, the Raibid, what's the language of the Rambam? Matthew, you have it? This is the key lines. You can see, the Rambam knows that obviously what he's saying is against Rav Ashi in the Gemara. He also knows that the Rif paskins like Rav Ashi, you know. So he knows he's going out on a limb here, so he needs to explain it. Right? So what does it say? Shaharehu Garam. Yeah. Meaning, it's not like he's telling you also that it's not grubba. Sharehu garam, because a gorem is a strength for the Rambam. Okay? Now, according to Reb Chaim, you have to read this in a very particular way. Matthew, how do you read it? According to Reb Chaim? What words, if we only had enough ink, right, to underline one word, according to Reb Chaim, which word would you underline? We could do that. It could be a lunch program. Matthew? Shaharehu Goram, V'chala Gorim Lahazik, according to Reb Chaim, Mishalim Nezik Shalim, and Ayafi Shabbat Chasav, Kishar Kolam Azik. Not based on how I read it. Which word would you, according to Reb Chaim, which word would you underline? What?
I hope he had an eraser.
Say again?
So if I was Reb Chaim, I'd have to get an eraser.
You have to, get an eraser? What? I'm not bothered. Which one? No. Yeah, that would I would say kolagorim if you want to read it like the Ravan. Right? If you read it like the Ravan, which we'll see in a minute, a lot of the Achronim did, then the underlined word is exactly what Matthew just said. It's kolagorim. Yeah, the chiddush here is that gorim is chayim. Correct? We'll see in a minute. That's how many of the mefarshim understood the Ravan. But according to Reb Chaim, okay, maybe I have two words.
No.
Kolagorem lahazik, as opposed to what? No. As opposed to Gershon David. If I had only one, I would just do Lahazik. But you have to read, you have to read the Gorim part too, I think. Matthew's right about that. According to the Ravan, the word is called Gorim is Chayev. That's why.
I suppose they call Hagorim the Hamas.
Le?
The Hamas
to kill? No. First of all, remember, Reb Chaim thinks. Avonos Akino Maso is not Chitzav. But Chitzav works for Otzeach, according to Reb Chaim. Right? See?
Or Gorin
Lamazik. Or Yitziras Hamazik. For Reb Chaim, the way you have to read this Rambam is that any Gorim to create a Mazik, or where Mamoncha is Mazik, depending on what you think he really means. I think he really meant Yitzira Samazik, as we read the other day. But I agree with Nathan that you don't... I think that's what he totally meant, but I don't think... You could say the whole thing without being as extreme. I totally agree with that. But for Reb Chaim, the point is that Grumma, when the Mechayiv is the Maisa Hezek, as opposed to Yitzira Samazik, or Nezek Shel Mamoncha, Goreim and that, I mean, there are two Goreims. There's a Goreim that works and a Goreim that is inadequate. The Goreim of Maisa Hezek is Koveya, is Mechayev. The Goreim of Shem Mazik or Maisa Mamono is not. That's how you have to read according to the Rashi. The Magen Mishnah, you know, just makes the Ha'ara here. That what? El Shekoshu the Rabbein. I mean, the Rabbein already asked the question, right? Omar Abram, Eichlo Hifli, Kamosha Mafli, Bebraisa, Im Yesh B'Livu Yotvei Labosa Chayev, Im La, Potter. The Magen Mishnah says that what? Vayisis Savalatarit, Shadas Rabbeinu, Lipso, Ka'ach, Achas, Nakumto, Amukimtos, Shenemra, Zos, Habraisa. Right, Abaya, Barava, Barabzeira, the Kula Divrabenu, right, Divrabenu, Kayamim. Right, and he quotes each one. Ufik Ukimtos Elu Divrabenu Kipashtan Kayamim Yasuk Rabenu de Lokravashi. The Amar Hasan, the Gromba Benazakan and Begram Benazakan Potter Bakal Gavna. Oh, he alludes to this. Elishakosha Lish Rabenu Atsmo Pasak Perikid Allah Vikoshkenim. Kiu kimta dravashi kamosh echtov shom umuchachu v'tzarech la'ayin. Okay, what does the Kesef Mishnah say? Quotes the Ravid. Vani omer man yoivlon me'afra demaron, right? A malinan einan the dalalei chaspa v'lo ashkech maganisa tuta. That's a beautiful statement about the Rama. Shemasha Kasav, the Das Rabbeinu Kushto, Umasha Hukshalom, Miperkid Allah, Pichoshchenim, Mitoch Lishon Rabbeinu Atzma, who Miss Yashiv, Shakasav Perkaniskar, Misha Asagarin, etc., Tarach Laharchik, Apapishukayv Laharchik, we read it already. Im Holech Haruch Mitzia, Hamotz, the Zika Potter, Lil Shalem. Sharuach hushasiyaya also. The ein nezek zeh ba mikoach mazik atzmo. Hare mevuar bedvarav shetama ptur b'nei she'ein nezek zeh ba mikoach hamazik avo benidon didon shanezek ba machmas mazik atzmo, right? Shehu malave noktina kiyidach amaroi. Of course, not so simple. Again, according to both cases, the Rambam seems to... The Rambam here says, it's Grama, so it's going to work. Shari Garam, right? In there, the Rambam says, it's not Mikocho, implying that Grama is a problem. That's the Stira. So Rab Chaim's answer is, Grama works for Mechayev Maisa Hezek. Grama doesn't work for Yitzira Samazik or Maisa Mamon. Good. That makes sense. And that's kind of what the Rambam's trying to say in Shkeinim, according to him, and what he's saying here. Maisa Hezek. That's what I was emphasizing the words. According to the Kesef Mishnah, basically, the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam of Shkeinim, he's basically saying it's not Grama. Grama is considered, because of the Grama, Mikoach Mazik Atzmo. There's also a Mekudash reading. We have to say something, right? But if the Ruach does too much, then it's not Grama Ayudeyat, you know, Gramas Atzmo. It's not Mikoach. Mikoach Mazik Atzmo for the Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah, means this is less than Grama. It's Maisa HaRuach, right? Not Gramas HaBaila. That's very important. That's how to read the words of the Rambam. The Tesamish thinks that's what the Rambam's words mean there. Okay? Cool. So anyways, yeah, did you want to say something?
Yeah, how does the Rambam need the generalization at the end of the Rambam? For the Rambam, it seems to be a specific delineation.
No, he's just saying, since there's no It's only kichitzav, like I said previously, although it is kichitzav, but it isn't chitzav. Right? So, you know, it's not mikoach. And you need mikoach atzmo because mamono, you know, can't be alyidei grama. I mean, there's a lot that's implicit in the Rambam. I guess if you read the Rambam here, so you're saying, the Rambam here is saying, Grama works when the Mechayiv is the Maisa Hezek. And since there, the Mechayiv isn't the Maisa Hezek, because, as everybody would obviously know, I'm not exaggerating, you know, Avano Sakino Maso is not Chitza, so then you're lacking, you know, then Grama's a problem, because then Grama is connected to Maisa Mamono. That's what he means. It's not mikoach. That's what the words mean. It's not mikoach atzmo. Had it been chitzav, this grama would be fine. But it's not koach atzmo. It's maisa behemto or yitzira samazik, and grama there is no good.
But here in this gemara, the fur chaim,
yeah,
maskana, this isn't a grama. It's ish. It's chitzav. So the ram shouldn't generalize.
No. It is a grama. Just that chitzav grama is fine. The way Reb Chaim is saying it is, that's what we say, just like the Ramah. He's not denying that this is, in the case of Liba V'Livsa, I mean, regular Chitzav is not Grama, but Chitzav Al Yidei Grama is fine, because that's Grama where related to the Maisa Hezek. That's fine. The problem with Shechinim is that it's Grama and it's not a mechayiv ma'isa hezek, it's ma'isa mamono or yitziras mazik, and therefore there grama's a problem. In both cases, that's unlike the Kesef Mishnah is saying. Again, I don't want to spend too much time on it. Just trying to show it's an interesting question, like how to read these words in both places. In both cases, the Rambam's saying something, and that's why this seems people are troubled by the stira. Here, he seems to be saying it's grama, and I embrace that. That's great. Grama's a reason to be chai, right? There he seems to be saying, it's not Maisa Atzmo, so you're Potter. So that's why everybody's saying, I mean, which is it? Grama is a Chiyuv, or Grama is a Potter? Right. So I'm saying, for Reb Chaim, you know, he doesn't talk about it. Right. But I'm saying, you know, reconstructing how you would read it, just like we're reconstructing Halacha Aleph, you know, Reb Chaim put, like, enormous... Reb Chaim didn't write fly-by-night pieces, you know. We know this anyway. Like, we would know it even if we didn't know anything, but we also know it. Like, he cut, you know, cut, you know, a lot of the chibur. And there are many pieces that he took out, many pieces that he shortened. It's like he was happy with what he wrote. So he knew halach aleph, and he knew, you know, he read these halachos. So I'm just speculating, totally, about these things. But it's worth speculating because he was so rigorous. Like, just curious, how did he read the Rambam? So what I'm saying is, in light of what he says, the answer, I think, is simple. And that is, grama is a chumra in a mechayiv of ma'isa hezek. And grama is a kula when the mechayiv is yitzira samazik or ma'isa mamono. Right? So basically, that we're talking about two different situations here. Here we're talking about eishim shemchitza. There we're talking about eisho mishum mamono. Even though I'm suggesting it's mamono atold of chitza.
I agree. I just don't know for time the Rambam.
Which words bother you?
Kol gorim lahazik mishal nezer shalom yosh nafasav kishar kol amazikin. It's not kishar,
right, because it is. It's not in this game amon.
But in a grama of adam, we would say is chayim.
Yeah, maybe we would.
So
probably we would. According to Reb Chaim, yeah. Any mechayiv of ma'isa has it. That's what he's saying in Shkenim. You have to look at the Rambam and see if it's so. But and that's what he's saying in Shkenim. If the Mechayiv is Maisa Hezek, not Yitzir Samazik, or what we were saying, the in-between case maybe, which is Maisa Shel Mamono, then Grama's fine. Just like the Ramah thought, Grama's fine. We're not denying that it's Grama, we're admitting it's Grama, acknowledging it's Grama, and saying it's totally fine. Grama's ability to integrate into a Maisa Hezek is not a problem. Grama just can't be Shlav Aleph, or, you know, Shlav removed, this came a moment. So as long as we accept the idea that Raksa, you know, or Avonis HaKino Maso, is Kechitzav, and therefore Hakas Nezakin, but it's not Kitzav Mamish, and therefore it's not a Mechayiv of Maisa Hezek, the not being mikocho, mikoach hamamon, is going to be a killer. Because grama only works with that. So that's what the word, I think it's very meduya. The words are good in this kemamon, and the words are good in nechashkeitin. But the Kesef Mishnah isn't reading it that way. Right? So to the Kesef Mishnah, he's saying, oh, the Rambam here is perfect. The Rambam says a grama is okay. You know, what about there? The answer is that's not grama. What the Rambam means is grama, you know, is considered mikoach atzmo, not considered maisa atzmo, but it's considered mikoach atzmo enough. The problem there is it's maisa ruach. I would say that the Kesef Mishnah is reading the Rambam, ke'ilu, we'll see this others in a minute, like the Rajba's raksa, or the Rabbeinu Yonah, I should say, slash Rajba's raksa. Namely, it's maisa ruach. It's not my. It's not. It's grama. You know, it's too much ruach. That's the problem. That, and that's what he says by these words. Again, this very quickly, but let's finish it up. But that's what, wrong one. That's what these words mean. Hare mevur bedvarav, shetama p'turim, b'pnei she'ein nezek zeh ba, mikoach mazik atzmo. Avol mitin didon, she'nezek ba machmas mazik atzmo, albeit through his grama, shu malabe. Right? There he's not doing even enough to be, it's just like the Ravan said, certain things aren't even grama. That's what the Kesef Mishnah said. But for Mechayim, they're both grammas. But this is grama when the Mechayim is the Maisa, and that's grama when the Mechayim is Tzira Samazik or Maisa Mamono. That's a difference. Those are totally different perspectives. Okay. So, that's the Magid Mishnah, that's the Kesef Mishnah. Let's just continue for a minute. The idea that the Rambam could hold like the Rabban, you know, more specifically, namely, that the sugya depends on what you hold, you know, about Dina de Garmi. And let's take the extreme of the Rabban for a moment, namely, that everybody agrees that Grama, or at least Grama and Garmi, are the same. Okay? And the question is, are they both? I'm only using the both. It's really a misnomer when I say the both according to this perspective, because the whole point is that there's really no difference between them. I'm only using it vis-a-vis what we'll say in a second. And the very popular view on the Rishonim is that they are different. What, let's say, other Rishonim call Garmi, you know, and separately Grama, let's say, you know, the Rambam is treating as the same. And the question is it all Chayv or is it all Potter? So that whatever Psak you end up adopting has, like, enormous, you know, consequences. Okay? So that is the view. If somebody has the line of the Shach, that's how the Shach reads the Rambam as well. Again, the Magid Mishnah doesn't, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't quite, you know, say that. He does think, you know, that the Rambam holds Grama is Chayiv, but he doesn't talk about, you know, this in such a global way. Everybody have the Shach? Yeah? You have it? I think it's Sif Katan Dalid.
And at the end, he says that he found it in the Rambam.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, just that line where he connects it to the Rabban itself. Right?
You have it?
Right, exactly. Okay, so that, again, but by the way, just as a, you know, like a Musar Haskell, like, you know, when is the Shach so... you know, so tentative or humble. But of course, I mean, he was a man with unshakable convictions. But, you know, it's everybody wants to find, you know, a sniff, you know, to support. And even though the Rabban is a different world than the world of the Rambam, but the fact that the Rabban makes a suggestion is tremendous reinforcement, right, for that view. So that is the view of the Shach. And he points out that's the Rambam. Sounds that way in the Rambam Menuchas Chovel too, right? Zion, which we discussed earlier in the year, right? What is Chovel Zion? Kol Agorim Lahazik Mamun Chaveiro Chayv l'shalom nezek shalom in the yafesh ben chasav kishar mazikin. Clearly, the language of the Rambam here is connected. That again, calling gorim lahazik moment chaver chayv shalom. Again, min a yafesh ben chasav kishar mazikin. Same language. Afapi she'eno hu hamazik, right? Zeha nezek atzmo bachrona. Ho v'hu hagorim harishon chayv. But again, just to, what would Reb Chaim say about this? Yeah, because we're talking about Adam HaMazik, right? And the Mechayiv clearly is the Maisa Hezek. Kol HaGorem, LaHazik Mom, not Kol HaGorem Litzor Mazik, or Kol HaGorem She Mamono, you know, Mazik. Keitzad Azorikli, Mirosh HaGarag, Gabi Korm Ksoso, Sumach HaBikidim Vesilek, and so on. She Siluk HaKorm HaKsoso, Gorem Lo She Yishaver, V'chein Kol Kiyotze Bazek. Okay, right. It says Amar Avram, Rab Pasuk came Mishum Dadinu Dir Garmi, and a Kalmodim Lo, right? Lemishelo Asa Bekli Shum Maisa. Again, just remember also the language of the Rambam Niskei Mamon Parakei. That's a little bit trickier in light of this, as we talked about earlier in the year, right? Parakei Halacha. Let's look. I'll pause the right section. Second. Right, b'nei, where they, you know, where the Ram has the Iser. B'nei she'asa la'adam la'hazik or l'shali ma'ashe hizik. Afilu ligrom le'baleha. Right, I'm sorry. Afilu ligrom hanezek osur. Right, there too. I mean, he's talking about Adam HaMazik. Right, so he's talking about the iser of being of the person who's niske mamon. But the question is this the same as the Rambam in Chovel and in our Perek Gedalid, or is this that the ligrom is asur, but this is a chayiv because this is a ligrom of Niske Momo. Yeah.
And the Rambam in Mavvaloba, Yir Kasvot, by Maki and Midi Shibur, doesn't seem to be an other Mazik case, but he still uses Kologori and Mahazim Shalom.
Well, I mean...
They're not doing a Maisa.
I'll have to look at that case. You mean a case of...
Maki and Midi Shibur when...
The Eved. Eved,
yeah.
Yeah. Because that is a little bit of a tricky case in general. That's a big machlokas or rishonim. Let's say you do something, because he's mafkia, his, you know, he does something to himself in a way. Right? I mean, he does something on his own. Let me think about that. That's a tricky case in general. That's machlokas in the Rambam and the Ravid there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, I mean, he is really, it is a Garmi case.
Garmi, but not a Maisa.
Right, because there's no Maisa, or because it's Shalatzma. But the Mechayiv still is, you know, being Gori Mamo, not Mamono Shagaram or Yetzira Samazik. The tricky part of that case is, can you do a Maisa Hezek or you know, on something that you own yourself? Like, it's he's the Bala Eved in that case. You have a case there? Yeah, go ahead.
Eved Shaso, Rabo, Tiki, Vishikuru, Avo, Vishikosu, Lo yelachav hiron el mizeh yotzel feiris. Hine mikdishu shachamitz veashifer vehakdish matkiy midishivud. Ribalcho go lechol min alove.
Yeah.
Kosel lo sharvichol v'tor v'zman zeashar.
Right. And the rabbi disagrees.
First, the rabbi says, "Balamu chayv l'shalom. They should gorim lahavid of mamun chaviro. Chol gorim lahazik and shalom kimoshi be'arn v'ukoma."
Yeah.
The kofin is rabbi l'sheni shachro mitikin olam chol tano shof yom lav yashar.
Yeah.
The rabbi says.
Yeah. So again, the tricky thing in that case is, and this it's also a bit of a shibud question. I mean, it is a slightly different case than this case, but it's not different enough, you know, from in terms of the criteria that we're applying. The tricky part of it is again that he's the owner of the ado. He's the owner of the eved, but the eved is in a potiki, you know, for somebody else's cult. So of course, it number one touches the question of. Shibudim generally in a potiki, you know, more specifically, and that is to what extent does the person's, you know, being omed, this being omed legavia for that particular chov, make him a quasi bailin, right? Or is it just, nixi de barinishin and acharoin varboin zelazek kind of a thing, where, you know, the full bailus is, you know, kind of like an abayin rabba, you know, mikanu abba or lemafreya. That whole, the ritva, and we talked about it a little bit last year, the ritva and kiddushin, right, the Ramban and Shuas HaPikadon, right? No one said anything over Shabbos about our whole shir, our whole year being on practically one pasuk and vayikra. Yeah. Anyways, but I thought maybe I should speak about that, maybe. Shavuos Eidos. But, in the Ramban and Shavuos HaPikadon, of course, you know, on the question of, Karkin, Betaltalin, and so on. So I think there is that question, can you do a Maisa Hezek on something that you own? Right? So that's, half of the question is there a quasi-junior partner? That's one part of it. The other thing is that either way, it's a mechayev of mafs and mamon, even if it isn't maisa hesek. And in that sense, it's, again, it's not yitzirus hamazik or mamon or shemafsid. You're mafsid directly. So I do think it pushes the parameters of it, but it's not inconsistent with it.
I also thought from Hilchos Sanhedrin that it sounds like the chiluk is really just about kavanah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit. You mentioned to me also about Busha. Or maybe say that now, mention that.
In Hilchos Sanhedrin in Parak 12, the Rambam differentiates between whether a mumcha paskins incorrectly.
In the Dayan Shita, in other words, the malpractice case.
So he says by a mumcha, he's pater milashalam because he didn't have kavan al hazik. And he says by someone without a mumcha, he's chai milashalam because it was kavan al hazik.
Right. Again, that is an interesting case. You might need kavana there to be considered even a mafsid or a mazik.
And he seems to generalize it also. He says like kikol hago.
Right, right. So I'm saying that's a tricky case. Again, nasaf pasuliyad and so on. Okay. Anyways, we get the basic idea here. That is, we have to interpret this, all these lishonos and these connections in light of various things. The sma in simin shin pei vav, which the shach mentioned shin pei vav, right? Shua.
At the beginning.
Yeah, so the Sma there also holds this way, the Gra in Shin Tzadiva. A lot of the posts can point out this idea that, in other words, this view is shared by the Shach, the Sma, and the Gra. Again, the Gra in a couple places, Shin Tzadiva and Taf Yud Ches, that the Rambam really equates Dina de Garmi and Grama, but he paskins that you're Chayiv, and that explains most of the psak. Again, according to Reb Chaim, that's not what's going on in these Rambams at all. Something very subtle but different is going on, as we just explained. And that's why I was also adding Hayal. On the contrast to this, Ari, if I didn't call on you now, I'd get a lot of busser from Moshe. Yeah. Contrast? Right, the Riyaz and the Shilta Gibor. Right? In a very, very important piece, who says what about the Rambam? The what? No, we paskin doing din of the Garmi, but this is on in the old ones, Chafayim and Aleph and the Dapir Rif. A very long, good piece, a very important piece. He doesn't say the same thing as the Ravon or the Shach or the Gro, those, right? What does he say differently? Well, these steers in the Rambam, these two Rambams are very critical, as you can see, for many different issues or different perspectives that affect globally.
He differentiates between Grama and Garmi.
Excellent. So again, like this is of course a big, big deal in the Rishonim, and the question is, how does the Rambam stand on this particular issue? Right, so moving over here. Anyway. Yeah, go ahead. You have just a couple lines. Where is it? Is it Kafei Abanav?
Yeah.
Right. Maimon Perikin. Oh, space. Right. We cook the problem. The kolah poskim zuloso pasku. The leave of lips are rochamein libuya kedei love is potter. The havagram ben zaken. The yeshu tmoa. Right, heich pasak bestam the leave of lips are rochayim. The gemara mechalek kama chalukos etc. The hitzig of the raivid etc. Right. The magid mishnah lamatzah yada veragla the taritz kushas raivid. Odeshu tmoa love heich pasak. The kolah gorim lahazak chayim. Vagramba ben zaken potter. The chen kasav il gufa perik dalid of niske mamon. Modesh lahakshas all of kushas. Again, those cases are niske mamon cases. It's here a samazik case. Reb Chaim wouldn't have any problem with that. Okay? But odesh lahakshas all of kushas bagin mishkishim fura sham. Alpha be the shlein. The chen rabbeinu hindicho bedvar bitzarchiyun. Shum drosh v'kabal skar. And so very humble, right? Just drosh v'kabal skar. Okay, go ahead. And Alfani, Chalki, Agam Kibatela name the Gabe Rabin. Wow. Is that Kinirali? Go ahead.
It's here the Rambam, the Leave of Lips are Rach, Bakhoi name Chayim. The Hebrew is Asi command the Lord dying the Midigani. Kavashi, the Kamar Hassan, the Ain, the Libuyo, the Lavosa, Hatter, Mishan, have a grown Venezican, Bakhoi name Gramu, the Kamar, Bakhoi name Midigani.
Meaning Rav Ashi holds, we'll see one more variation of this in just a second. Rav Ashi holds that there's no difference between grama and garmi. And therefore, okay, and that works nicely with the Rabbans, I guess, connecting it up to Tzadikas on the Akvie part. So Rav Ashi was of the opinion that grama and garmi are the same, and therefore that, you know, grama pulls down garmi, if you will, meaning, you know, if they're the same, so grama's potter, garmi is potter as well. But instead of saying, and the Rambam disagrees, you know, in Paskins that both Grama and Grami are Chayiv, which is what, you know, the Shach and the Gra and the others were saying, kind of the Kesef Mishnah, implicitly, I guess, we're saying, right? And Shaini Hilchashchenim, the Riaz says something much sharper. That is that the Rambam holds that Lahalacha, you know, there's a difference between Grama and Grami, right? And therefore, you know, for that reason, he disagrees with Rav Ashi's conclusion. Go ahead.
The law is really the Ravashi, the Dina de Garmi Chai, the Tarik Agos Lakama, the Akpe Rafram the Ravashi, between Serge Shores and Shakavira, the Agibe, he could fill the Tami. Ama the law has really the Ravashi, the Chai, the Dina de Garmi. In Shivaki, the Hadi Ravashi, the Tutsiaka, Hai Bryce, the Pichitaso, the Spirit Lady Potter, Kileka Burubuyo, the Elabosa, Tilka, the Dina, the Spirit Lady Dina de Garmi Chai, the Bukhoinian, I don't the capacity to leave a loop Sarua, Chai, the Bukhoinian, the Kimin the H, Hai, Libo, El Yado, Alpha Pish, Alohaya, Billy Buyo, Gilgoso, Alohaya, who Shahishli Manezek, Kimishoya Gorim Rishon, Chayim.
Yeah, this Gorim Rishon is interesting. We'll see this in a second. Because now, once you distinguish between, again, we're not going to do Garmi now, because, you know, we'll never get out of it. But at some point, I want to speak, you know, more about it. But this is like a first thrust a little bit. You know, what, once you make this call, you know, what is Garmi and what is Grama? You know, and you can imagine that there's going to be machlokas about that gufa. But even get to, even structurally, before you get to, like, the details, you know, just like, are most things Garmi except for the ones that are Grama, or are most things Grama except for the ones that are Garmi? In other words, in Garmi, it's like, you know, just a hop, skip, and a jump from Maisa Hezek, so it's the kind of Grama that really integrates, you know, kind of what we were saying a little bit, you know, for the Rambam, like Chitzav. So the idea is that Garmi is like a grumma that integrates and is considered your Maisa, right? But anything that's kind of a, remains a grumma is Pato, or it's the other way. Meaning Garmi is we acknowledge that it's grumma. We're not saying that it's Maisa, but it's, you know, it's a direct grumma, or it's a sufficient grumma. And, you know, grama, which is potter, you know, is, you know, either, you know, not independent, you know, it requires other factors, it's not exclusive, or maybe it's more indirect. Like, what's the pressure? Is it like an evenly broken up, you know, that criteria for garmi and grama? This is obviously a big Ramban issue. But is it, you know, one is betoras Maisa, and the other is Torah Grama, or no, this is Torah Grama too, just it should be a Grama that is compelling, Right. So all these questions of how you exactly draw the line, how big is each one of these, is it half and half, or is it really kind of a default this but that, like the Kesher Mishnah was also saying. Kesher Mishnah was saying, you know, we paskin your chayev. No, but Shkeinim, that's not even Grama. That's just Maisa Ruach. Okay? Obviously not everybody. So there's the debate about these individual cases and how to look at them. But of course there's the bigger debate, and that is what is the line, you know, in terms of Chiyuv and Ptur, and also conceptually, you know, is Grama Potter, you know, because it's not even Grama, or Grama's Potter because Garmi is only Chayiv because it's Mais. You got the basic idea. Okay. So the Riyah is one of the early ones to do this, right? So in the Rambam, anyway. Kibshe HaGorem HaRishon. Okay, that's an interesting point. HaLamaza Dome, go ahead.
Zorei Kli Chavir Ve'oshagag Agav Yikarim Sasso Shabal HaKli Ve'hitzir HaKarim Shazorei Chayim Shazikosuv
Zorei, not the other guy. Right?
Shazikosuv HaGorem HaRishon Ve'shvi HaSakli Ve'chayim HaZorei Kifin Shikoso De Rambam
So he's way interpreting the Rambam again, just trying to follow through on it. In other words, for Chaim, the way to reach Shekhinim in this came moment is one way, and for, you know, the Kesef Mishnah, it's a second way, namely Shekhinim is not even Grama, and for the Riyaz, right, what we're saying is that this kemamon is garmi, and shcheinim is grama. Right? This is koach rishon. Again, does he mean literally the first salvo, or does he mean the first is usually the dominant and therefore the defining? But maybe liyitzuy. But some cases, maybe the first. There are exceptions. You know, maybe the first is not enough, and maybe the second is enough. Or is it really the chronology? You know. Is it the chronology per se, or what the chronology likely implies about who's the dominant, you know, force here? Okay, but that's what. So our Rambam is embracing it. Right? He's not saying it's your Maisa, but he is saying, you know, this is a first level Garmi, and Shkeinim is saying, you know, it's not Mikoko. It's just not. Right. It's he's reading it kind of like the Kesef Mishnah. But as a distinction, not in Zegrama filu, but Zegrama. You know, this is Garmi. Okay, go ahead. Rachanami Karikidal and Tiskevamom.
Have you Rachidas, Rambam, the Lib of Lipsaruach, Afafi Sharach, or Mazik Akron, Kirin Shalipso Baze, have you a Gorimishon, the Pshita de Lomichai, the Rambam, the Gram of the Zikin? Avalchiv Khan in Karikidal, Yelkos Tiskevamom, have him in Shum Shudina de Garmi.
I mean, Rav Ashi is right that Grom Benazikin is Potter. He's just, you know, wrong that, you know, Huadin Garbi. Velola Gabi Dinu, the Garbi. Okay. The question. Now we start explaining why is that. I mean, the truth is, you could think in the Raksa case that, you know, he throws up the staff, right? So, or he's, you know, beating the staff, and then that's how the dust, you know, emerges. So maybe he's the Koach Rishon, right? So Achilok Shige, he has to explain this one a little bit. Lufi Daiti. He sees a little more tentative about this one. Yeah, go ahead.
Ufi Daiti ki gavi libo v'lipsa ruach v'gavi zori klim rino shagag v'oso maise v'liboi v'oso maise v'shvira shu hanezek haya hu agorin harishon shu liba rishon sha liboi hu hanezek v'akli zarak rishon shazriko.
Which again is interesting because it's not so obvious that the liboi is the nezek. As we know, that could just be the Yitziras HaMazik or Yitziras HaShem Eish or whatever it is. Okay, but kind of, if he's going to, you know, try to maintain this Koach Rishon thing, you know, then, okay. But Kli Azarak Rishon, that I think is, Shazriko HaNezek.
Yeah. lo hayu gorim rishon kilo hiskel hu kila lo hayu chatevin ve'afar rakaruch atlo hiskel hagio nal haaretz.
So maybe what he's saying is, again, the afar exists, you know, like we said in other contexts to explain other things, right? So there's no din of yitzira samazik, or it's not, you know, that per se is not, you know, I guess exposing it or isn't, you know, tkila sahezek. So the ruach, right, it is really doing the main thing, right? Even though the ruach also carries the esh, but the okay, go ahead. It's like biomala oretz lo licho. In other words, it's, you know, the dust is on the ground, so it's really the ruach also, which is kind of helping to stir it up, go make it, you know, go in the air. So the ruach is the koach rishon in that respect.
Okay.
He wasn't marchik, so he's mesayeya, right? But he isn't the mazik at all. Yilkach pater menezek.
Okay.
We can stop it. So basically, that is the riaz, and that's very important. So the Yom Shel Shlomo, the Yom Shel Shlomo in the Marshal, the Yom Shel Shlomo just goes one step a little bit further, and that is to suggest that the Amoraim themselves are gufa arguing whether Livui al Yedei Ruach or Ima Ruach is Garmi or Grum. Meaning, the way the Shulti Gibarim has it, you know, Rav Ashi didn't differentiate between Garmi and Grumma, therefore, even though he would acknowledge, you know, categorically that Grumma, I'm sorry, that Liba Belipsa Ruach is Garmi, since he holds that Garmi and Grumma legally have the same status, so you're going to be Pater, and that's why the Rambam parts company. He says, I agree with you about Grumma, but since we both agree this is Garmi, and Garmi is Chayiv, you're Chayiv. Whereas the Marshal is suggesting that the Amoraim themselves are taking stands about whether or not Liba, the Livsa HaRuach, Zaini Yachal, is that Garmi or is that Grumma? That's interesting. Right. Okay? So that's the, this is in Simen Chavdalet. So this is, that Gufa is the debate. So that's an interesting question, again, in trying to figure out the line between Garmi and Grumma, or, you know, in assessing, you know, the role of Livui, you know, how does that work? A little bit reminds us a little bit on the Livui side, a little bit, again, Yitzira Samazik, Tchilas HaHezek, kind of a little bit of the Rajba and Tosas aspect of it, Zayachal Zayachal, what would be, so I think that is an interesting debate as well. Okay, stop here with that, because there is more to say, but let's move on. Do we have another couple of minutes just to finish up? Okay. Whoever has to go, but let's just go quickly, because I want to start with, I just want to do quickly Maman Lechad and Farshas Lechad on Tuesday, and then Koach HaChaburah, and then we'll go back, you know, to other topics. But I just want to spend a couple of minutes on the question of Kosel and. So can we, Matthew, want to pick it up for us? Just very quickly, just to make a couple of ha'aros, and then we'll stop. We'll stop in a couple of minutes. But we'll just do very quickly so we can fill in these gaps. Sama Chabad Aleph, just to get on the record what some of the issues. There's more than we've shown him, but I don't want to, you know, get too bogged down with it. The Mishnah here on Sama Chabad Aleph. Yeah. Okay. Good. Nice Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks about the fire consuming Eitzim, Avanim, and Afar. So we already know from our travels in the first parak that what? that there's a little bit of controversy about, you know, Lichka, you know, Nero, right, Harisha, and Abanim, and Afar, whether that really is a damage that you should have to pay, right? Okay. So this is an interesting Gemara. Go ahead. Amarava.
Amarava. Lamu because of Rahman of Kotim, Nish Kama the Sada, Siri. Because of Rahman of Kotim, Avamea Kotim is the five Rahmana, Mishim the Shkia, Eshkabayo, the Shkia the Pasha. Avahidish, the Lushkia Eshkabayo, the Lushkia the Pasha, Himala.
What do you think about this?
That is looking at Ish just in terms of whether or not you're Poshaya.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that somehow you have to be... And also, is this the typical posheya? First of all, the idea that you have to be posheya in Eish is striking. Right? And is this the typical posheya? The question of posheya? Typically the question of posheya versus ones. Like when we were talking about in terms of tamun, right, you can understand that a little bit. Right? You don't know what's there. Here, there's no evidence that this has anything to do with what's... the knowledge of this individual, what's there. Nothing is Talmud here. And right now we're not talking about any distinction between Madlik, you know, Mitok Shalo, or Madlik Shel Chavero. Right? So it's strange that the Gemara... But it is true, generally speaking, that you know, that Kotzim are Shchiach. Right, but being shchiach is an aspect of pasha. I'm saying it's very strange. As is the continuation of the Gemara. Well, gedish delo shchiach eish gabayu. Okay, no one's saying that there's a distance. That's tam. Nothing like it. Okay, well, shchiach the pasha below. Okay, because of rachmana gedish. Go ahead. Okay, what do you think about that?
It shouldn't really matter how much it costs.
Right, as long as it's a Shava Pruta, you know, just like a Din Torah, you know. Right, the Mishnah in Azav, right? That, you know, as long as something is a Pruta, then it's subject to Dine Torah. And like Gadish is more, you're allowed to burn down up to $1 million. You're allowed to burn down somebody's property, just not more than $1 million. Like it's an estate tax. Like what is that? Correct. Very strange. Okay. Okay, that's tumble. That at least. No, I mean. We've spent time on that, right? We know that some people think it's pure Gzeres HaKasuv, or maybe it has to do again with, you know, the factor of Pasha or Tziruf to the Maisa Hezek. Okay, fine. The Rabbi Yehuda the Mechayev Aniske Talmud Be'esh Kama Lamali. What do you think about that? You need to be Marab Marba. What does Bali Koma mean? What?
Anything
yeah, but I'm saying some Rishonim say, you know, it means things that grow in the property. Some people think it means even animals. You know, anything standing, right? But again, all I'm saying is that this is very. All these habaminas are extremely peculiar. On the level, let me say it this way: on the level of Adam Amazik, very hard to understand what's going on here. Because, again, you know, if you damage my property and you're not onus, you know, then you should pay. It shouldn't matter how much, and it shouldn't matter whether or not this is, you know, more typical or less typical. It has nothing to do with your awareness of what you're doing or your responsibility of what you're doing. So it sounds like there is something, the Havaminas, again, it's not, none of the things are true lamaskana. It sounds like Aish is under a lot of pressure. It sounds like, you know, it's almost like, you know, Aish should be Pator, and it's a Chiddush that it's Chayev, and therefore kind of almost like Ein Lecha Bo Ela Chidusha. Okay, now that could be, you know, both on the level of, either on the level of Yetziras HaMazik. If you're Chayev only for Yetziras HaMazik, you'd say, oh, So this is a mazik legabe, or they made it into a mazik. We consider it a mazik legabe, the most prevalent things, you know, the most expensive things, you know. All I'm saying is, if unless you take what I'm calling broadly a formalistic approach here, which basically means that you're not chayav typically for the action that you did, you know, but either for yitziras hatakala with severe predictive limitations, not predictive even predictive, but just, you know, even more, again, kind of categorical, you know, limitations, or what you need here is to be mitzaref your action to you. That's the only way to get Aish to work. It doesn't work, you know, otherwise, because Lespa Mashasha, all these kind of things. And, you know, considering it's a process, and, you know, as much as what's likely to happen, it can always go awry a little bit, because there's always the wind, and you never know what's going to happen, and so on and so forth. So, you know, again, there's pressure on seeing this as mitzuref, you know, to you as a Maisa Hezek, maybe even according to the Manda Marachitza. Therefore, you know, what constitutes, you know, Mitzuraf to you as a Maisa Hezek is Chiddush and is very limited. You have to say one of those two kinds of things, both of which share, you know, this idea that, you know, Eish isn't a natural Mechai. Just like Bor is not a natural Mechai, but for different reasons. But some of them overlap, actually. Because otherwise, some of these distinctions just don't make sense. They don't. Okay, let's continue. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, this Sifsa Havana, which is actually Machlokes, again, same, I don't have anything new to add. I'm just pointing out that it's, you know, you have mostly Havaminas, and you actually even have some Shitos that inexplicably are poter you for Eish on certain objects. Again, it's not so different from what we're talking about in terms of Tamon or Kalim Babar, etc. But I think it does share with them, in some respect, the same explanation, but it's just even more expansive. Okay, go ahead. Look for Rahman Asada. Yeah, again, another pretty mechudash habamina. So again, most of the habaminas get thrown out. You could say, yes, Eish remains mechudash, it's about Yetzira Samazik. Or Eish remains mechudash because it's hard really to connect the Maisa Hezek, you know, in between, you know, it isn't Kocho, you know, and so on and so forth. But nonetheless, these chilukim, which are just incredibly, you know, mechudash, that far we don't go. The Gili Milsa is that, you know, even though Eish remains, you know, atypical from the perspective of both Maisa Hezek, right, and even Niske Mamon, right, nonetheless, these chilukim you don't make. Or maybe the Gemara's conclusion, especially if you say even Lichkav, you know, Nero and Afaro and Avanov and Sichcho and all those things, maybe the Gemara is saying that no, Eish isn't atypical. Right? Eish is either typical Niske Mamon or Mitzuref Maisa Hezek without the pressure of Chidushim. But either way, all this needs to be looked at. Okay, the continuation of the Gemara, the Divrei Agada, we, and on the Amud Beis, we did already. So now let's move to the other Mishnah quickly. We're going to finish this in 2 more minutes. Avra Gader, because the same kind of issues. I just want to, you know, finish it up. What's with Avra Gader? Gabo Adalid, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Yeah, the rest we did till Samach Aleph, right, when we talked, you know, earlier in the year. And Avragader should go to Gaboa Dalad Amos. Okay. So again, you can imagine what's going to be going on here, right? These are Pturim. So we are two, there are two choices. There are really three choices here. What would you say, Matthew?
Could just be a
Yeah, you could say that there are, you know, some sort of a practical, you know, discussion here. You know, you again, they did forensically, you know, they took all the data, you know, the fire marshals and so on and so forth. They what is it? They crunched the numbers. Exactly. And, you know, they created the algorithms, right? We say that too. And they figured out, you know, these are the parameters of a typical fire or the range of a typical fire, you know, et cetera. That's one way to understand all of this. If that's what's going on, then, you know, no problems whatsoever. Problem is the machlokas and metzios part, right? And as far as that is concerned, there might be a range. And that's an interesting question. Let's say there's like a certain... Again, you know, fires are by definition unpredictable. You know, the fire marshals and fire forensic, you know, experts will be the first people to tell you that. You know, it's just so unpredictable. And that's why fire strikes, you know, such terror, because the unknown or the you know, inability to, you know, completely, you know, predict. The unpredictable quality of it is terrifying. Right? Is its destructive component, and that combined with unpredictability, no matter how many patterns and algorithms you have, is what makes fire something, you know, that, you know, has these, you know, terrifying connotations. You know, and going back from the beginning of time, so it could be that there's a range also. Now the range question also might be a halachic question. And it might be related to what we were talking about a second ago. Namely, do we assume that Eish, you know, is basically chayiv, like because it's on a mamazik or it's maisa mamono, you know, pretty much, unless it's patur. In which case, you know, whatever in the range of, you know, what it is that stops the fire, you know, we should mostly be machmir about that. Right. On the other hand, halachically, if we take the view that Eish is mechudash, right, because it's Yetzirah Samazik, or you know, getting it, integrating it into you, and therefore, you know, making you, you know, the Mazik, is itself a legal maneuver, you know, not so pasha. So then I might say, for that reason, you know, in the practical range, you know, you have to attain the Chabal Chidusha, because we're on the upper range of that. You know, it has to be, you know, what's almost always going to work, not what sometimes works, right? So that, I think these are, you know, that is a legal approach based on the pragmatic approach. But there's a third element, and that is, are there just purely, again, formal aspects to the Peturei Eish? And they have to do with being Magdir, again, either Yetzirah Samazik, or you know, the tzirif to the Maisa Hezek. Like you created, this, just like we distinguish between, in some cases, for very formal reasons, between Madlik B'Toch Shalo and Madlik B'Shel Chavero, you know, whether it's the, you know, the Iser Shabo and the Heter Shabo initially, or it's the distance itself, or whatever it is, and we talked about third parties and so on. So too, when you have, you know, factor like impediments, walls, you know, nahar, rishus harabim, whether again it's vertical or it's horizontal, it's spatial, whatever it is it possible that there are circumstances in which that's not matzura, for that it's not called a mazik, bishab, that you did it because there's a hefsek? In which case, you're really going to have situations where on a pragmatic level, like, you know, the fire marshal is going to tell you this is going to help. You know, and nonetheless, you're going to be potter. That would be amazing. Or cases where, the opposite cases. What about cases where, you know, the fire marshal is going to tell you that should work. You know, but maybe al-pidin, it's not enough of a barrier, and therefore it's still mitzuref to you, and therefore you're chayiv. So if you're chayiv or you're potter in cases that don't line up pragmatically with the... you know, with these conditions, then that is an incredibly important, you know, that's an incredibly important piece of evidence. Okay? So I think that's the approach to these sugyas. It's very hard to pin it down. We're just going to run through another 5 minutes, but I'll just mention one or two things quickly. So Avra Gader, Shu Gavoa Dalaramos, O Derech Harabim, O Nohar, Potter. All these things are Potter. What we're wondering is, you know, again, are these just purely pragmatic considerations, in which case we have to explain the argument? Is it a range, in which case the question isn't so much pragmatic but legal and does touch on the Ein Lecha Bo L'Chidusho and what the Chiddush is of Eish? Is it even L'Chiyuv or L'Ptur, cases which defy, you know, the assessment or the expectations, L'Chiyuv or L'Ptur, and that would be enormously important. Okay? Matthew? Go ahead. So there is a debate in the Rishonim here. This is very interesting. Whether this is just a, you know, kind of linguistic discussion, or there's any nafkamina. Right? We're talking about, you know, we're talking about from the top down or the bottom up. But some Rishonim say it's a set. There's no argument about the size of the fence, right? Just how you're formulating it. You're formulating it in terms of Ptur or in terms of Chiyuv. So what's the point of the discussion even? Another perspective in the Rishonim, that's the view of most Rishonim, is that there's no nafkamina. We're just talking about trying to figure out the cases. The other perspective is that maybe there's a machlokas where you have a gader, which is exactly Dalet Amos. Does it have to be a little more or a little less? A little more to be chayv or a little less to be potter? Okay. So, I would say in either case, certainly if there's an argument about Dalet Amos, it's hard for me to believe that that's a pragmatic argument. You know, to me, it sounds like the question is, you know, are you chayv, you know, only when there's no mechitza of that size? Or are you, you know, potter, you know, unless there's no mechitza of that size? Right? And then Dalid is kind of the fault line, you know, in that. Do you need a chiyuv or do you need a ptur? Essentially is what I'm asking. Okay. Even if it's a linguistic question, so there's no natural nafkamina. So you could say, oh, we're just trying to straighten out what the brisas mean, what the Mishnah means. Very well could be. But I wonder whether the point is, everybody agrees on the facts, but the difference in emphasis, again, is whether default, you know, you're chayev till you're potter, or you're potter till you're chayev. And that, I think, is an important question in Eish. Go ahead. Amarava? Dalet Amos Shomer De Potter Afilu B'Stei Kotzin. That could be a pragmatic point, but okay. Amra Papa. Yeah. The question is, does anybody disagree with that? About Tzfas Kotzin Melamal Dalet Amos, that's a discussion of the Rishonim. Again, if anybody disagrees, again, on pragmatic, it's a pragmatic question. I mean, the height, the fire, you know, there's not Dalet Amos separating the top of the fire, you know, and continuing. Shouldn't that really pragmatically be what's koveya? But technically and formally, you know, this fire is blocked by a wall. Okay? Again, food for thought that maybe there's a formal argument here. Okay, go ahead. Lo shonu b'kolachas. Yeah, so again, this is all just pragmatic, because the forensic fire marshals tell you that, you know, there are two types of fires. You know, those brush fires, is that what they call them? Brush fires? The brush fires? The ones that are like close to the ground? Micha? You just can't cope with it, I understand. So the ones that are close to the ground are just much more, you know, difficult to contain. So that's the point. Or it has to do, again, with what constitutes a legal impediment, depending on whether, you know, there's a block of fire, there's a... Hard to say. But what's more intriguing, actually, is the sheet of Shmuel than Rab, right? Pashtus of Rab is that it's, you know, kolachas can be, you know, stopped more easily or predictably stopped more easily, but the chlefes afilo arema en mea amachayim. But Shmuel, go ahead. Yeah, so that is strange. And again, some of the mafarshim try to deal with it, but the pashtus, it sounds like, that kolachas, it doesn't depend on what's going to contain it. right? But because it's not considered like a, you know, an out-of-control fire, so as long as there's something blocking it, you know, it's not considered a mazik, or it's not considered mitzuref to your maisa hezek. I don't know. But either way, Shmuel sounds very important. Okay, Tani Kavasa Derav. Yeah. Over Nahar. Okay, so now we're going to get to a second. Derech Rabin. Okay. Oh, Nahar. Keep going. Okay, so what do you make of all this? Again, this is all just, you know, fire marshal data, right? A range, or there are chiyuvim and pturim that are out of sync. So what do you make of the most intriguing one, in a way, is the nahar, the shlulis. Why? Because what are we citing there?
Peah.
What?
Peah.
Peah. Excellent. So what do you think about that? Yeah, I mean, the Pashtus, Peah, is just trying to figure out, you know, whether or not it's one Sada or two Sados. Every Sada, you have to be Mafresh Peah. And, you know, what constitutes one or two? The answer is, you know, is there a Mechitza? Is there a certain amount of distance between them? Etc. Very reasonable. What does that have to do with fire? Fire, the question is it going to, you know, are you endangering? Is it Rodef? Is it whatever you want to call it? Is it, you know, Omed Lahazik? Is it Yitziras Hamazik? Is it Mitzuraf Lemaisa Hezek? All the things that we've been discussing. Is it a Chiyuv Shmira and a Pshia if he's not Shomer? Or not? What does it have to do with Peah? Again, you could have said, or you could say, I should say, that in Peah, right, the Hagdara of what constitutes one or two Sados in Peah is itself maybe dependent upon, you know, things like Shiurim, like, you know, is this impediment? Is this obstruction? You know, enough? Right? Does it have pragmatic, you know, effect? That's what makes this a separate sada, legabe peah. So we see from peah, implicit in peah is the assumption of the mechanics, you know, of two different sados in pragmatic terms. And, you know, the Huadin, that argument, so basically the Eish, in other words, is kind of the Mechayiv, I don't mean Nizke Mamon necessarily, but Eish, Udime, is kind of the Mechayiv for the Peah part. But if we acknowledge, and certainly a lot of evidence, that the Peah part, you know, may be just a formal din in its own right, but what constitutes different Sados, different Rishuyos, right, then to suggest that somehow, you know, that impacts on Eish is astonishing. Astonishing and important. Okay, so Rashi, Dibra Masul Shalulis here, does compare them in every way. What's Rashi saying? Yeah, Shalulis. Wait a second. What does he have here? One second. I thought Rashi's marks. 1 second. Which Rashi am I referring to? I thought Rashi was more clear somewhere. I'll have to look at it again. That they're Hobah Hatalia. Okay, maybe not as clear as I thought. Okay. Either way, the Ra'ah and Shittim Kubetzes, just Dimrasvalamanda Amar is mechalik between Eish and Peya. Right? And so the question is, the argument about what constitutes shlulis is only a machlokas and peya, really. The Eish depends on more pragmatic considerations. Okay. So that is an important sheet. Okay. But again, you have to follow through. Those who think that it's a battalion don't think that the peya is dependent upon the pragmatic. You know, that becomes a critical marker. Okay, finally, this last little Mishnah and Gemara. Go ahead. Madlik betosh shelo. Yeah. So again, once you have, it's the same problem. You know, before we're talking about height, and then we're talking about, you know, crossing, you know, bodies of water or pits, right? You know, now we're talking about, you know, per se distance. Okay. So, you know, once you have Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, like you just begin to wonder, like, you know, what do the others think? He says, "Kol lefi adleika." You know, no, every fire is not the same. I mean, you know, some are you know, are low, and some are high, and some are more intense, and some are others. You know, and it depends what the fuel situation is along the way, right? And the winds, right? That's why fires are so really terribly devastating. Right? Now, kol lefi adleika is very reasonable shita, and that's mostly how we paskin. But in light of that, you know, what does Chamishimama, Tezayanama, again, so if you think Tezayanama versus Arabim generally, because that's always considered to be like pragmatically, you know, enough, you know, to break up Tziru from one thing to another, including fire, you know, just like I was saying about Peya. But otherwise, like, these are formal dinim. You're talking about Rishuyos and Hilchos Shabbos or in other areas of Halacha. Like, what's it got to do with Eish? Right? Okay. So this is the question. Good. The Rif just paskins like Rav Shimon. And he basically leaves out all the other things. Not only, you know, the Chokim connected Rav Shimon, but also the, you know, the size of the wall, of the obstructions, and the Nahar and the Shalulis, etc. And the Rush points this out. The Rush in Sinidid Gimel, which is important, as we'll see in a second, for another reason, says that all these other things, basically, once you hold the Rav Shimon, go by the wayside. So there are still two options. One is, you know, we're throwing out, you know, the range. We're throwing out certainly anything that is more formalistic. You know, Hakola fi Adleika. That doesn't mean it isn't formalistic also, primarily. You could just say that, however, you need, you know, there could be a formal mechayev of Eish, it's Tzirus HaMazik, the Tzirus to him and the Maisa Hezek, the things that we've been talking about, but they still have to correspond to the likely pragmatic consequence of what it is that you're doing. Right? It's never an issue or a problem. There's nothing that you can prove, you know, when there's a correlation between, you know, the impact, whether it's, you know, anticipated or reconstructed, you know, and the halacha, that doesn't prove anything. It's only when things are out of sequence or out of sync, you know, out of whack, only then does it prove something. Lekula or lechumra. Okay. So there are others, though, who continue to, you know, to suggest that Rav Shimon only is talking about merchak, but when it comes to gova or rishus harabim or nahar or ben chananel, quoted in the Yerzaruah, some of the Chachmei Provence in general cling to the other sugyas, even though they paskin like Rav Shimon. The Rambam, actually, as we'll see in a moment, has kind of a mixed bag, right? The Rambam Shita is that he basically, this Perikei Daled Halacha Beis, you know, and Gimel, he paskins like the Rif on the Merchak issue, and on the Gova issue, he also drops it. But regarding Nahar, the Rambam has a Shiurim. Right? The Magen Mishnah points this out, that Avra Nahar, even if it's a big Dleika, seems to be Potter. meaning kind of we're ignoring Rav Shimon when it comes to Nahar. The Rambam also speaks about Nechfefes and Kolachas. Again, maybe for practical reasons, hard to know. But at least it's conceivable that the Rambam, you know, veers a little bit from the position of the Rif, as did, you know, some of the other Rishon. Okay. So that's one issue. The other issue, of course, is the Rush. What's the Rush? Geshen David. It's on the Rush. Okay, we've mentioned it already. Elimelech. The what? No. I mean, I'm talking in terms of this question, the question of these Mishnayos, of these Shiurim. Eitan? Avrami. And while you're at it, you can use the framework to ask all the other questions. Let it not be said that you were not given an opportunity to publicize, you know, our disputes.
I haven't seen it.
I didn't see it? Oh, we mentioned it earlier. Joey? Ezra? Yeah.
Is human like between the social low
and yes. What do you think about that? Small or big? Important?
I think it's important.
So what does he say? He's medayik in the Mishnah. That what? Hamadlik betoch shalo. What if you're madlik betoch shal chavero? Yeah, you have it?
Yeah.
Again, is that a forensic fire marshal? Kind of a statement?
It could go either way.
What? Yeah. How could it go either way?
You could say that...
Meaning, I'm saying... If this is about assessing the responsibility for the impact of the fire, pragmatically, it makes a difference whether you're Madlik B'Tosh Shalor or you're Madlik B'Tosh Chavero? Because it's Shalom Bershus?
No, but there might still be a
code
between like his practical responsibility and his responsibility when he's a social hero and the Shalom.
Okay, but that's a legal concept. That's right. Not a practical one. But even then, right. I mean, that's possibly true to moderate it a little bit.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, in other words, how big is, you went in B'Tosh Shel Chavero, and we've discussed this, right? You went to B'Tosh Shel Chavero, and, you know, he has this spread, this, like, Texas-style, massive ranch. Right?
Right.
So we're not talking about the distances are smaller. Like, some of the Rishonim thought, oh, Tokshel Chavero, maybe an issue of, Roa or things like that. When it came to Tamon, talked about that. Or Chitzav or Kollo Chitzav, right? Remember, some of the Chachamim Provence thought that, maybe the difference between Madlik B'Tosh Shel Chavero implicitly is whether Kollo Chitzav or not. We're not talking about that here. Right? Let's say, it could be an enormous distance. Let's just say like Rav Shimon, I call it Fiat Leika, I call it Fiat whatever. The Rush's Chiluk reminds us of Tamon issues. Right, or Mechalik between Madlik B'Tosh Shalom and B'Tosh Chavero. The debate between the Rambam and most of the other Rishonim, what the Pasuk is talking about. The question that we saw, a view in the Rishonim, that when it comes to the question of what? Whether the Gachelas has to be Shalom or Shal Chavero, that maybe we're Mechalik between Shalom and Shal Chavero. Recently I came across that the Netziv in Merome Sada thinks that that's actually the shot to answer a Stira and Rashi. Also, they should be Mechalik. That's whether Eishom Mishum Mamona requires actual bailus, then Rashi might be mechalek between Tok Shalom and Tok Shochaver. I don't think it's so convincing, but I think it's an interesting phenomenon. We had Reb Chaim Paltiel on the Meitav, right? Whether or not Shalom v'Shochaver. So, we had numerous, again, within the Talmud, type sugya. Chitzav versus Mamono, even if it isn't called Lo Chitzav. So this rush fits into that pattern, right? The rush seems to be saying, if you are madlik, again, we have the Ramban, right? When it comes to, Pasha and so on and so forth, If you're madlik betoch shel chavera, we don't care. That's mazik. You know, that's not under pressure. You're there, you don't need to, you know, to justify either Yitzirat's shame mazik or the Tzirav to the Maisa has a Kazbisar. You're madlik betoch shelcha, then the pressure to turn that into something else, you could do. You could, it's your own property. You can't burn down your own property. The Baal Tashkus issue. You know, but it's on a secondary level that, if it is, I'm saying that's the way to look at it. But those are legal concepts, right? They're not forensic concepts. Yeah.
I just have one very good point. That amongst all the other examples, This may highlight the Tosha Haver and Tosha Amor, just because the Rama decides to introduce Tosha Shalom with these halachas.
With these halachas.
And he talks about the first halacha, halacha aleph, is
Tosha Haver, which is a point.
And then, even though this, he follows the Mishnah in general.
Right.
He decided to take this Mishnah and put it up.
Notice the language. And you're saying, in a way, it's even more striking for him because he thought that the Pasuk is talking about Shachavero being the only one. Interesting. Okay. Either way, this is an amazing rush. The Me'iri says something very similar, but opposite. Right? The Me'iri Al-Atar says that Dafka Toch Shachavero, right? You're not going to be potter outside of these conditions. But betok shalo, you're going to be potter as long as you don't make the fire kind of at the border. That's a shita that he quotes. B'shem Rabosav, do you have it there? So basically, it's the opposite, but again, that's the Rush is saying that anything you do, b'tov shel chavero, at least on the merchak part, doesn't say it about other things, right, is going to be chayiv. So again, mimon shach. I mean, either the merchak is a typical pragmatic, you know, kolol ochitzav shir, or it's not. It doesn't matter whether it's betok shalom betok shal chavero. That's only the legal question, right? And the Me'iri is saying the opposite, but for the same conclusion, and that is when you're madlik betok shalom, so then. You're always going to be potter. If you're madlik betok shel chavero, then you're only going to be potter with these, you know, conditions. But the basic idea in both cases is that either there are two dinim, or there's one din, but in order to, you know, create, you know, the mechayev of Eish, you know, the Iser and the Heter factors, you know, to begin with, are going to contribute. Like, how much do you need, you know, in order to convert, you know, this action into a mazik? The answer is that depends on Tosha Lo Betosha Chavero. But either way, those are legal considerations. They are not pragmatic ones. Okay, we'll stop here. Sorry, it took a little long. Ooh, quite a bit longer. Sorry about that. That's it for the Eish parts. We still have to speak about Koach HaChamra Urabo a little bit, whether it's Kula or Chumra. But again, first I want to speak very quickly, one shear, not more, on the Kamad Rava Minaitosis. That'll be Tuesday, and then we'll speak briefly, hopefully also, about Koach HaChamra Urabo, and then back to Rav Tina and Rav Tina.